So Hexa is a six-legged programmable robot. Our users are, but not limited to, software developers, programmers, researchers, people who are into robotics, hobbyists. Some students, they're learning coding through Hexa. You can not just learn programming, learn robotics, also you can make it actually useful in your daily life. We offer this ideal hardware and software for you to make your ideas come true.
Welcome to the Hacker Noon Podcast. I'm your host, Trent Lipinski. In this episode, I interview Eva Lee. She works for a company called Vincross, which is a robotics platform. And in this episode, you're going to get to meet one of their robots named Hexa. Hexa is a six-legged robot that you can program straight from your computer and control from your smartphone. They're also working on a new product called MindKit, which they're currently doing a Kickstarter for. So if you're interested in robotics and learning more about robotics, this is an amazing episode, so stay tuned.
Greetings, hacker. Ever wonder how to submit stories to Hacker Noon or check the status of your submissions? Well, wonder no more. Go to contribute.hackernoon.com. Whether you're a new writer, longtime contributor, or looking for the right place to spotlight your brand, get started with contribute.hackernoon.com. With your help, we are building Hacker Noon 2.0 to be the best place for tech professionals to publish, and it starts with a new submission flow. Head over to contribute.hackernoon.com today to claim your spot. You are Hacker Noon.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm here with Eva Lee from Vincross. She's working on a really cool robotics project. Hey, Eva, tell us a bit about who you are and what you're working on.
Hi, Trent. Happy to be here. My name is Eva Lee. I'm a director of sales and marketing at Vincross. So I'm responsible for expanding North American and the international market and looking to introduce our products to different channels. So this is our cool robot. Its name is Hexa. So before I joined Vincross, I worked at tech startups in the Bay Area. And I think the reason I joined Vincross is not just we have a group of very talented, innovative, very creative team members. Also, I respect the company's mission, which is make robotic access to the masses. So I want to introduce a little bit more about Vincross background. We were founded in 2015, and Hexa is our first product. So Vincross has raised $17 million in total from GGV and the Dream Fund. Recently also raised $10 million from Lenovo, which is very good news for us. This is our celebrity product. So Hexa is a six-legged programmable robot. So you can see it has varieties of sensors. I can open this head shell.
So just for some context, I actually got to play with Hexa a little bit at our Hacker Noon event at the GitHub headquarters recently. And it's a really good build quality. Like, it felt really solid in my hands, and you know, the little arms and everything, like it's got some weight to it, but in a good way. So the bot itself has, those are cameras, and then we've got multiple sensors there. So you've got like infrared and some other stuff, right?
Yes, that's correct. We have a camera. It's not just a camera, it's a camera with night vision. And a distance measuring sensor and infrared transmitters. Awesome. And you can see more about the hardware interface. So we have a audio input and output, USB, and the programmable pins. So for example, you can attach infrared code reader to the pins. So you can, something like, you can turn off your TV when, you know, someone turn off the light, for example. Each leg has servo like motors and a three-axis accelerometer, which measuring the movement acceleration. So this, each leg can go to 180 degrees, and for this part, it can go to 112 degrees.
This thing has a lot of different capabilities. It can actually dance. It can move quickly. Like, there's a lot of different...
Exactly. So our users are, but not limited to like developers, software developers, programmers, researchers, and people who are into robotics, hobbyists. And some students, they're learning coding through Hexa. A lot of researchers at the university, they actually doing some research like IoT or other neuroscience. They use Hexa like a platform to showcase their studies. There's a lab called a control lab. They testing their newest invention like extending thoughts and movement to Hexa. So like, for example, you open your hands and the Hex can mirror in the same thing at this study. This is a very cool example. You can check it out online.
Awesome. And so basically there's an entire development platform that you created that you can now program this bot. You've got also an iOS app. You were showing me that, where you can actually use your mobile phone to send instructions in different, you've got a lot of different things that you can program the robot to do.
Exactly. So along with the hardware, we also offer an operating system, which is called Mind. We also have an open source SDK. So developers can upload their code to our forum and GitHub, and users can learn how to code Hexa to create the skills application for it from this open source community. We also have a sandbox like 3D simulators. So even if you're not a programmer, you can download the app on our website. It's free. And you can adjust the Hexa by yourself. For example, like lift the leg 45 degrees and turn 90 degrees. You can actually learn robotic in a fun way, even though you're not a programmer.
Awesome.
Also, like the app you mentioned, so you can programming Hexa like it can be autonomous. Also, you can remote control just on using your mobile phone through the Hexa app. So we have a lot of built-in features, pre-built skills, like it can climb stairs, it can crawl to tight spaces, it even can dance, so it can be very entertaining. So with programming, you can also program Hexa to dance on the actual beat. So you can check that on our YouTube video channel as well.
Greetings, hacker. Ever wonder how to submit stories to Hacker Noon or check the status of your submissions? Well, wonder no more. Go to contribute.hackernoon.com. Whether you're a new writer, longtime contributor, or looking for the right place to spotlight your brand, get started with contribute.hackernoon.com. With your help, we are building Hacker Noon 2.0 to be the best place for tech professionals to publish, and it starts with a new submission flow. Head over to contribute.hackernoon.com today to claim your spot. You are Hacker Noon.
Awesome. So this seems like a really great project to get people kind of introduced to robotics and give them, basically a solid platform to be able to, start playing around with this. Because I know when I was a kid, I played with like Erector sets and like, some of these other like robotics projects, and there was nothing like Hexa on the market. We didn't even have smartphones. So, I'm aging myself a little bit here, but, there was no way to remote control anything. Like you had to have these like old school, like remotes from like, car racers and like, that kind of thing, or like remote control airplanes, and then try to use that to control even just a walking robot. And like, it was just, just to get the robot to walk like a few feet and the batteries would die in like 10 minutes. This has solved a lot of those problems, because you've got a significant battery life in this thing as well. So, as well as the ability to program it and control it directly from your mobile phone, and the ability to have it be autonomous so that it can do things on its own. Can you talk a little bit about all those different use cases?
Yeah, of course. So we have first I want to say, Wincross want to lower the barrier for individuals can access the robot like Hexa. So like currently in the market, there's like a security guard looking robot in the shopping mall or campus. They're walking around, and but they're really not say to the individuals, you can purchase like two at home or you can program it. And just like consumer robot, like a Roomba, it had just a single use purpose. But the Hexa is like the limitation for using Hexa is unlimited. So we have a user case, simple as a user program his Hexa at the security guard at home. Mm-hmm. So at a certain time, Hexa just go on patrol around his house in the backyard, like even at the nighttime, because Hexa has a night vision. So you can see what his sensors do see. So it has a very cool feature. And another thing you can, a lot of users are using this to check on their babies and pets, mm-hmm. or even elderly at home. So it can be a home companion. So Hexa can be programmable like a facial recognition. We have a user case like bullfighter. So when Hexa sees red, it just towards the right, red colors. And it's the same as you can, go to a human being when I see and say, looking for my baby. Then Hexa will walk around, see, go to look for the baby or look for your pets, something like that. Another thing is a user Hexa as a fire marshal. It's actually in our skill store. So you can download it to check it out. Like Hexa can, when it sees fire, sense fire, and it can snap a photo and video, send back to the owner. We don't recommend to use a real smoke detector, but this is something you can do to make it useful in your real life. And in the near future, we definitely want Hexa can do some rescue in our society.
Well, and I mean, there's already, I've seen delivery bots, I saw one, there's a company that's been working on something where it's just a little remote autonomous car. I think that's out near Berkeley. And they're delivering like sandwiches and stuff right now. It's like pretty basic, but even that tech, even what you've got in Hexa, I mean, that's mm-hmm. on wheels. They're cheating a little bit there. You've got something that can actually climb up stairs that I didn't even think about the use case of, the fact it has infrared so it can sense fire. I could see just so many different use cases. And then having that depth sensing camera, that's mm-hmm. so important so that it can actually identify its users and know, hey, this is the person who's supposed to be using me, or versus, hey, this is someone that I don't know. The fact that, you can buy a consumer robot that can do that in 2019, that's pretty cool.
Exactly. You can not just learn programming, learn robotics. Also, you can make it actually useful in your daily life. Another example is created by our CEO and the co-founder. And speaking of him, I want to introduce a little bit more about him. So before he started Wincross, he was artificial intelligence and neuroscientist researcher. He's very interested in the neuroscience of like animals, and so connect the biology with AI. So you can see where this inspiration from. Also, he created a user case which actually gone viral on the website, on the internet. So Hexa itself is weighs 4 pounds, but it also can carry up to 3 pounds on top of its body. So you can create a 3D model attached on the Hexa. So in the user case, like a Hexa carry a plant on top of the body. So for example, like plants require 2 hours sunshine a day. Yeah. So you can go to your wherever the sun is in your room, stay there for 2 hours and come back so it doesn't kill your plant.
Yeah.
I can make no like make movement when they need, when you need to water your plants. So it's very cool example. We actually have a lot of customer call us or email us, do you sell the Hexa plants? But actually we don't. From that, you can see what people, a customer really want, users really want in their daily life. So they can, have something to be useful.
Very cool. Is there, I don't know if this is a current feature or something that may be coming, but the ability to have different arm attachments so that you could grip and pick things up. Is that something in the works or something you have currently?
Yeah, we have user cases you can attach a 3D part which can hold a pen. So you can program Hexa to write or draw.
Very cool.
Which is very cool. We have parents to program the Hexa robot for their kids as a educational robot learning tool for their kids. It's not, it can also be a toy for sure, but it can actually be very educational.
Yeah, I would have loved one of these as a kid.
Exactly.
With this, especially since it's got the camera and everything. So I could imagine, in a classroom, you could have quite a bit of fun with one of these.
Yeah, definitely. This is our first product, Hexa. We launched in 2017. We actually did a crowdfunding project on Kickstarter. So Hexa was very successful funded. We found with 100% funded on the third day. And by the end of a campaign, we were successfully funded 220% on Kickstarter. So currently, we actually just launched the second product last month. It's also current on Kickstarter. So the name is Mind Kit. So you can see the name is from our operating system. It's called the Mind. So it's a robotic kit exclusive for robots lovers, makers. So it has a single computer programming board, and it has a different base, like rover base, soccer base, and a track base, tank base. You can build your own robot. We actually just launched a second product on Kickstarter. It's called Mind Kit. You can see the name is from our operating system. It's called Mind. It's a developer kit for robots. It's very easy to use. It's totally comprehensive. We give you this ideal hardware, software for you. You can build your own robot. So it included different modules. Like we have the single computer board. It's actually a Hexa Spring. We have a rover base, we have a soccer base, we have a tank base. So with those different modules, add-ons, you can easily to build your own robot.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I want to introduce more about some of the user case. Like you can see in our campaign video, for example, you can build some robot on your dining table, say, pass the salt. So you can give a voice demand to your server, robot server. So you can like say pass the salt, pass the hot sauce. Also, you can have a robot who has arms. So you can say, come give me a hug. So a robot will follow you and give you a hug. So we also have like, if you want a robot can fly a kite for you, totally doable. or you can have a soccer team which played by your robots. So there's a lot of to do. It just really depends on your, we only need your imaginations to make it happen.
Awesome. No, I can definitely, I mean, there's so many different things that I could think of that you could try to build and do with these bots. And it's, I mean, this is the future we're going towards. It's robotics, it's automation. And this seems like a really great toolkit and solution to be able to, you know, get started with this stuff, especially at a young age, to be able to have access to tools like this. Like I said, I wish when I was a kid that, robots like this existed. And I didn't even think about the use case of having, voice commands. That's even more cool. Combining some of the concepts of like Alexa and like Siri and being able to apply that to actual robotics, that's just awesome. There's so many different things you could do with that. So I definitely see the future where this is all going and the importance of having, a toolkit to be able to start building and playing with this stuff now, because the tech's here today, you're holding it in your hands right now. So that's really cool. So I got to ask, since this is the Hacker Noon podcast, what is some time in your life that you've had to hack something?
Last year I went to Burning Man, and it's very unique and cool experience. And you can see the weather is extremely weather there. It can be very hot, very cold, especially hot. So I actually first time to build a structure to sleep in by my own hands. I built a yurt. It's not something I invented. A lot of people building that, but it's something I learned how to, you know, using insulation boards, you can actually build a house with doors. And I will actually use swamp cooler to build an AC.
Very cool.
So yeah, and I use a solar panel to generate the electricity. So with all this, I can just survive in the desert for 7 days. So I was thinking that was something definitely hike in my lifetime.
Well, you're the first guest who's come on and built a yurt. So that's a very cool life hack and experience there.
That's really good to hear. Yeah. And it's reusable. So if someone wants to, you know, if my friend see this podcast, come on and borrow a yurt, no problem.
Very cool. Do you have any kind of final thoughts before we wrap up?
Oh yeah, I want just more people to know about Hexa and the other product called MindKit. It's because we want more people to access robotics. Mm-hmm. Like nowadays, I think it's the most interesting growth area, artificial intelligence. We see kids in robotics club to learning robotics. But with Hexa, or MindKit, you don't have to build a robot from scratch. You know, a lot of people spend a lot of time just try to get the hardware working correctly, and not mention the software part. So I offer this ideal hardware and software for you to actually can make your ideas come true. And currently we have over 10,000 people in our community. It's not small number, but compared to other developers' community, it is we have a lot to grow. So we want people to create more, you know, useful skills, applications for Hexa, and make it useful in our human society, to contribute more in our human society.
Awesome. Where can people find out more information about Hexa and what you guys are working on?
Yeah, so check out our website, wingcross.com. And the second product is on Kickstarter. So just search MindKit and you will find us.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure. And thank you for showing everyone Hexa and, you know, working on a solution to bring robotics to the world.
Thank you, Trent. Thank you for having me.
This concludes another episode of the Hacker Noon podcast. I'm your host, Trent Lipinski. Please don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube and follow us on social media. You can also find us at hackernoon.com and podcast.hackernoon.com for more episodes. Thank you for listening.